Friday from the NEI studios in the heart of Boston, Massachusetts. It's Late Night Liam with Liam Stryker. On tonight's show, the Fyre Festival documentaries on Netflix and Hulu, and we discuss the recent announcements for Disney Plus and what original content we would like to be seen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the star of the show, Liam Stryker!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into another edition of Late Night Liam. I am your host, Liam Stryker, joined as always by the lovable, the huggable, the incomparable Bill Neville. How are you doing, my friend?
What's going on, Liam? How's everything?
It's been a roller coaster of a week.
It sure has.
It dawned on me today that I have worked for a solid, 14 days straight.
Oh my goodness.
You know?
You need a day off.
I do. That's why. I woke up today and I was like, you know what? F work.
Did you call out?
Work. No, I went in.
Oh.
I should have.
F work, but yeah, I'm going still.
You know, well, because I was already there. I was already on the road and I was gonna go. But I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But it's just between.
Well, when's your next day off?
My next day off is Thursday, kind of.
Okay.
But that's wherein lies my conundrum.
Okay.
Right? Because technically, I'm not going to be working Thursday, but I'm actually going into the office. Then I'm working till 11 or 12. So I get there at 9:30. 9:30 to 11 or 12. Then I will leave there to then meet Mike Wendt of that movie show. And then we will meet with 104.9 North Shore Radio to talk to a potential big-time sponsor for that movie show.
That's pretty kick-ass, dude.
You know, so yeah, technically I'm not doing anything else after that, but that's what I'm doing that day. You know what I mean? I think that the best...
You're never quite off.
I'm never quite off between...
I feel your pain.
Between working at the camera shop, working on production stuff... Working for the New Age Insiders and
to the bone.
I'm just always doing stuff. I'm always doing stuff and I'm constantly going crazy.
Yeah.
I'm in a constant state of wanting to disappear to the hills of New Jersey.
Ugh, where why? I don't,
because nobody would look for me there.
The hills of New Jersey?
Yeah, nobody will look for me there.
At least go to the pretty mountains in New Hampshire or Vermont
Something. No, see, my parents have a place in New Hampshire, so people would know to look for me there.
That's true.
Well, you know what I mean? Maybe, you know what? I might go all the way down to Maryland.
Ooh.
I don't think I've ever actually... No, I went to D.C. one time.
I mean, that's technically Maryland, right?
Yeah.
It's part of the same land area.
It's a part of the same land
but
mass.
It's separate. It's the same, but separate.
Yeah, so there's that. There's that that's going on.
It's like Peoria.
Peoria. So what about you? How have you been? Also, I said that in the weirdest way possible. How you been, man? You have a good time?
I've been good. Just like I said, super busy, just like you. Working my regular job and then doing all this stuff for NEI. And I've had 6 games in the last 2 weeks. I've got 2 more on Saturday.
Zero Super Bowl rings?
Zero. Don't get me started on that. Yeah. I did, however, get a pullover.
Oh, good. You got a Super Bowl pullover.
Yeah, Super Bowl champions pullover.
Bill, if this was one of those Santander commercials, I think you got the wool pulled over your eyes.
I got fucked in the deal.
Yeah, you definitely did. You definitely did, my friend.
It's actually really nice. I'm going to be getting it tomorrow from the stadium. They were like, here you go. Come on down and what's your size? And we'll got these for everybody and here you go.
Yeah.
Got something.
Good.
It's got something.
So when I did have some downtime over the weekend... I spent it by watching the Fyre Festival documentaries.
Oh, wow.
So
that was something. I only saw the Netflix one, but it was something.
So the funny thing is do you remember this happening?
I remember briefly seeing something about it online, but I never really looked into it because it was just something that didn't interest me.
So I absolutely love watching people have a meltdown online. I'm not going to necessarily seek out a Burning Man or something.
Right.
Look. Do I want to take a bunch of peyote, get a bunch of pacifiers, and go with somebody named Squishy Baby or something
Squishy
like that?
Squishy Baby.
You know what I mean? Do I want to maybe do that? Sure. That seems like a life experience that I want to have at Burning Man. Right? But that being said, I love when the people that go to that type of thing have a bad time. Right?
Right.
And so they have a bad time. They were having the worst time.
It made me so happy.
And I loved it because I thought it was a social media meltdown. It was kind of the similar thing where, remember when McDonald's for like one day released Szechuan sauce?
Yes, and it was delicious.
Yeah, of course it was delicious, but people were like losing their mind because like the Szechuan sauce was back because of Rick and Morty. And it was interesting because I thought it was something like that. But then after the initial meltdown and you see the like what actually happened, it was bananas. So for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about there in Twitch and podcast land and all that fun stuff, basically Ja Rule put on a music festival in Bermuda.
Yeah.
And instead of actually promising the things that he promised, basically tricked a bunch of affluent white people into going to a FEMA refugee camp.
Nothing made me happier than watching these little pricks with like all vineyard vines,
yeah,
like all that like Nantucket,
right,
shit, like get so pissed off when they got to the island and,
yeah,
seeing what was in store for them. That made me so happy.
So there were two documentaries released about this. One was on Netflix and the other one was on Hulu.
Yeah.
And
what was the difference between the two?
So they were so different.
Oh, really?
They were so different and they were totally worth it.
Okay.
Watching both. So if it's not an either or, watch both because, okay, they're both different and both worth a watch because they take different vantage points. The Fyre Festival documentary on Netflix is made by Jerry Media, the people that were actually responsible for the advertising of the event.
Gotcha.
Right? So they were paid by the app Fyre in order to, which at its core is such a great idea.
Sure, yeah.
Because that's exactly what we need, and I wish that it was an actual thing, right, that we could do. The application that it was intended to be was a place where you could just get the contact information of celebrities.
Right.
And then you would just say, hey, I'm going to give you X amount of dollars to do this. And then the celebrity goes, yeah, okay. Or no, thank you. And that's basically what it is, which is great for somebody like in our position.
Sure.
Where,
yeah,
it's like, I actively want Ken Jeong to be on either this show, the New Age Insider show, or that movie show. Right. Ken Jeong. You all know him as Mr. Chow,
yep,
from the Hangover movies.
He's in the Community.
He's in Community, and it's just he would be a great person to have on the show. I have no way to actually contact Ken Jeong, right?
Right.
But if I had this application where I could go, hey, Ken Jeong, how much would it cost to come on and do an interview? You know what I mean? Then I at least have a conversation starter.
Sure, yeah.
You know?
There's a way to get a hold of him.
There's a way to get a hold of him because that's 90% of our problem.
Yes.
Our problem isn't necessarily like the reach of these shows and getting the people on. It's a matter of like contacting them in a legitimate way.
Right, in a way to contact them privately.
Right.
Too, and not like sending them a tweet or something,
right,
like that. Right,
you know? Yeah, like, hey, man, you want to come on this show? Like,
hey,
that's
Ken Jeong, big fan. At Ken Jeong, you want to come on our show next Wednesday at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Like, that's stupid and terrible,
right?
Right, and that's why we ultimately need like an agent, right? We need like an agent to like talk to their agent,
sure,
because like agents know people, but that's neither here nor there at the moment. And so the Fyre Festival documentary on Netflix was all of the marketing people. It was made by them and they were made to do it. So it was made from a perspective of a bunch of people that were actually there living through the entire event,
right?
And that was really cool, right? And you got to understand Billy, who was this like crazy,
sociopath.
Well, and it's like, I kept thinking to myself, did you ever see Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes, I did.
So
that is Billy.
That's Billy.
Absolutely Billy.
Where every scam that he makes, right, the next one has to be bigger because he has to pay off the previous one, right? So it was just nuts because it was like, all right, I'm going to have you pay. It's all pyramid schemes is basically what it all boils down to. And so he would say like, oh, you use me to get tickets to Hamilton. But then he would get Hamilton tickets on the secondary market and would pay like way more than he said the other person would pay for it. So then he would have to start a music festival to pay for the movie tickets.
Yeah.
Right. And it ballooned and it ballooned and it ballooned and it was nuts. And it was crazy to watch, and it was interesting, right, to watch that happen. Now, the Hulu documentary is a bunch of people that are in the music industry covering the event.
Oh, okay.
And they actually got Billy to be on it.
Oh, wow.
So Billy's actually interviewing on the show, and it's far more from a, it's far more about him than it is about the festival.
Interesting.
And like how he frauded these people and his background and how it's like, yeah, this, we all should have seen this coming.
Sure, yeah.
We all should have seen this coming. So yeah, I highly recommend it. There's a new one coming out that's going to be coming out in the next few months about that woman that had that medical testing.
The medical testing?
So she had this drug, or not this drug, she had this company that she claimed would have medical testing, and it was revolutionary. And she had people like tour around these facilities, and the technology just didn't exist.
Oh, wow.
And so this woman's like frauded people out of millions.
Oh, geez.
You know, maybe even billions. But yeah, to the point where like, yeah, this woman's like going to jail now.
Wow.
And like the CFO committed suicide because
no,
like,
recovering from that scam.
Yeah, you know, like their entire lives are in shambles. So it's been very interesting, the documentaries that have been coming out recently, because the two Fyre Festival documentaries, this one that's coming out, and then the Ted Bundy one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of people talk about that, and I think that that's going to be kind of the next thing that I watch.
Mm-hmm.
I also started watching two other things on Netflix because I was like, I need to not work and force myself to entertain myself. The Umbrella Academy,
okay,
on Netflix, and Deadly Class on Sci-Fi.
Interesting.
They're both very interesting. I've only watched the pilot episode of each one. They're very different, but that's what I'm watching right now, and I think that you should watch it, as well as Letterkenny.
Okay.
Have you watched Letterkenny yet?
No, I haven't.
Everybody
I haven't
out
had
there,
a second to watch TV.
Everybody out there, go and watch Letterkenny. Letterkenny is a Canadian sitcom that is so goddamn hilarious.
Okay.
So funny. So that's my thoughts. What did you think about the Fyre Festival documentary?
My biggest takeaway from that was just mind blowing how many people fell for Billy's scam.
Right.
And the craziest part about the Netflix one was that after the Fyre Festival collapsed and Billy had put up the white flag, he continued and started another scam after that.
Yeah.
With the New York VIP or whatever it was.
Well, right. And you know why? I don't know if they talked about it on that particular documentary, but you know why he had to do that?
Why is that?
Because the loan that he took out, the last loan for the Fyre Festival, didn't have like a cancellation insurance.
Oh, geez.
Right? So that's where he ran into all the trouble. He ran into all the trouble because everything needed to be paid back. And so he needed to start the loan. He needed to repay the loan. So he started the VIP tickets thing.
Right.
And yeah, it was, that's crazy too, because he couldn't be on the phone because people knew his voice. So he hired somebody else
to do
it.
That's right. Yep. The guy that was sitting next to him in the room there.
Right.
And my second biggest takeaway was, and he quickly became a meme. After the Netflix Fyre Festival thing aired, was Andy King, who was the event coordinator for Billy,
right?
Who famously basically offered to fillet a man to save the Fyre Festival at the last second, and that particular scene has kind of just been floating around the internet for
forever. How shitty is that?
It's awful.
How shitty is that your festival, you are actually sitting there talking to this guy, being like, hey, you're going to have to go blow this guy in order to get drinking water.
Right.
It's like, wow.
And then this guy had the heart big enough to be like, yeah, fine, I'll do it.
Right.
Like, I felt so bad for him watching watching that, and like, how remorseful he felt for what Billy was doing.
Right.
You know, he's like, I hope Billy's a great kid. You know, I hope he doesn't go to jail for this. You know, this guy, like, if I was in Andy King's position, I'd want to cut this guy's nuts off and feed him
to him. Of course.
But like,
and he's like started GoFundMes to like start repaying back the people in Bermuda that were kind of fucked over.
Oh, yeah. Especially that lady with the restaurant.
Yeah. That was like cooking all that food.
Oh, my God. I felt so bad for her when she was crying at the end of that thing.
Yeah.
She was like out $50,000 or something like that.
Yeah. Right. And it's like you're
a monster.
Yeah, your small little island. And the worst part about it, too, is your ego got in the way.
Right.
Right? Like, maybe the Fyre Festival wouldn't have gone on as planned, right? But you released the first island, right? And I think a lot of people kind of overlook that fact. Their whole thing was that they were like, they couldn't use the first island because the guy was like, look, here's the deal. You can use the island, but you can't say Pablo Escobar.
Right.
And the first thing they do is
come to Pablo Escobar's island.
And it's just, and so of course that guy goes, no, get the hell off my island.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, you just set all of this in motion because your marketing ego couldn't
you couldn't skip over that.
I don't know if you know this, but Pablo Escobar isn't sexy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that's not a name that you throw out there as a romance criminal. You know what I mean?
Right.
Bonnie and Clyde is a romance criminal.
Uh-huh.
Where it's wow, what they did it and they did it together. You know what I mean? But it's just Pablo Escobar, nobody's wow.
Ooh.
Oh wow.
I gotta do that.
The sexy version is the version that's based off of him kinda, which is Scarface.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. That's absolutely bananas. So go and watch both documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
I highly, highly recommend it. And you should do the same. You should watch the Hulu one.
I definitely will. And speaking of Netflix.
And streaming services.
And streaming services, yeah. So sometime, I think it's in June or July, Disney is going to be pulling all their stuff off of Netflix.
That is true.
For this purpose. And what purpose is that, Liam?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you've heard about this, but Disney Plus is going to be a thing because Disney Plus is going to be their new streaming service.
Yep.
And the interesting thing is what they're going to be doing with their R-rated content. It seems like because they bought Fox and Fox owns Hulu, they're going to be able to just dump all the R-rated stuff onto Hulu. I would like to see if they make Hulu a better option.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
Revamp Hulu a little bit, because there's a lot of positives on Hulu and there's a lot of negatives.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I can't pay... I already pay, and there's commercials.
Yeah.
Kills me.
It's so dumb.
It kills me.
And there's, a higher tier that you can pay for with no commercials. Where
right.
It's like, guys.
Yeah.
If you're going to let me, Hulu used to be when it first came out.
Right.
When you would watch it. If you watched it for free on your computer, you'd have commercials. And it's like, oh, okay, whatever.
Right.
But the second you start paying $79, $8.99, $9.99.
Well, the killer about that originally was the free version of Hulu. Yeah, you had the commercials. And then what you were paying for was there was a series of walled off content.
Right, that
right?
too, yeah.
There were shows that were only behind the paywall, and then there were full seasons of shows. Like, if you wanted the entire current season of this show that was air, NCIS, right? If you had the free version, it was only 3 episodes. But if it was the paid version, you got the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, that's worth it.
Sure.
Right? And I can stomach that. But, yeah, having to pay for it, not get more content, and have it not be totally great. Like, look, Letterkenny is awesome, and it's on there. But I would like Disney to revamp it now that they own it.
Sure.
Right?
There's not a whole lot of original stuff on there.
Right.
You know, it's mostly TV shows that have already aired or TV shows that you liked from the past.
Right.
It's like... It's not worth the kind of money that they were charging for no commercials.
No, exactly. But Disney Plus, there's a plethora of
I can't wait.
Shows that is going to be original content.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, their entire catalog is there. I would love to see the colorful, what is it, Colorful World of Disney?
The Wonderful World of Color.
Wonderful World of Color, right? Which is one of the, basically...
The old Walt Disney show?
Yeah, the old Walt Disney show. So basically what would happen was, if you remember in Iron Man 2,
yep.
it would just be
Tony Stark's dad.
It would be Tony Stark's dad, Howard Stark, standing there. And it's where, the prototype city of tomorrow, community of tomorrow, was announced, right? And, where you'd look at the Tiki Bird animatronics and stuff. And then it'd be like, and now watch this nature documentary.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
That's what Walt Disney's show was. And it was awesome. It was really fun. It was really interesting. It was really well done, and I'd love to see it. They used to do it on the Disney Channel, late at
yeah,
night.
Yeah, yep.
You know, their version of, everything's going to get more adult and serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their Nick at Night, if you will.
Sure, yeah.
And I would love to see that, obviously.
Me too.
Like that type of stuff I would love to see. But I'm very excited about the potential of these new shows. The Mandalorian has already been announced that it's going to be a thing.
Yep.
Which is one of many Star Wars shows. It's now rumored that Obi-Wan Kenobi is going to get a limited series
there.
That's
pretty cool.
Which is pretty cool. I don't know where that falls, whether it's pre-episode one or post-episode three.
Uh-huh.
You know, it'll be very interesting to see where that falls. But what type of original content would you like to see on Disney Plus?
I'd like to see more like inside the park stuff.
Yeah.
I'd like to see more like, not necessarily vlogs, because I do have a couple of vlogs that I watch, people who go around the parks and whatnot, but I'd love to see more of like the Imagineering side of things.
That'd be cool.
I'd love to see a lot of behind the scenes of the parks stuff. Yeah. I mean, they're not going to take you under the Magic Kingdom unless you go on that VIP tour.
Right.
But I'd love to see more of like how, like what went into making the floating island at Pandora and that kind of thing, you know?
Well, because I saw there was a couple of travel videos that were done, and they were done, and they should air on like the Travel Channel or Destination America quite often. And it like goes into that. And one of the segments that I absolutely love was like they go into like a little bit of a deep dive of like the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, and yes. I've saw those too.
Yeah, and they bring you into the sound room.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And they like bring you through the soundboard and they're like, these are all of the sound effects for the Magic Kingdom. And they like pull it out and they like sample it and stuff.
That stuff blows my mind.
And it's so cool. And it's like, you know what would be really cool? If that was like a half hour.
Yes.
Of just that.
Yes.
Of like, this is what it is like to be a maintenance Imagineer. Because
yep.
We went a couple years ago, and on one of our rides for Splash Mountain, you go up, you go down, and then at the end, there's a riverboat. And on the riverboat, there are a bunch of chickens that are, like, dancing. They're, like, dancing, and they have their, like, heads up. Like,
I wish I got a picture of that.
I know. I wish I did, too. It happened so fast.
Yeah.
But one of the chickens, the animatronic chicken heads had fallen off.
Our birds' heads are falling off.
Yeah, it had just fallen off, and it was just dangling there. And so, to Disney's credit, they went in and they removed that animatronic. And it just wasn't there, right? It was just gone.
Yep.
And I would love to see a video series where it's like from start to finish.
The surgery?
Not even the surgery, but it's just like, oh, hey, like we have this malfunctioning animatronic on this ride. We have to go and get it off so that we don't have to shut down the ride. This is how we take off that bird from that thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we bring it. This is what we do to fix the bird. This is how we reinstall it.
Yep.
You know, like that would be really, really cool.
Yeah. Everything from that kind of thing is perfect, what you're talking about. And like I want to see the behind the scenes of making of the rides. And I want to see the stuff that goes on after Disney closes.
Yeah.
You know, it really never closes. There's people that are constantly cleaning and painting and spraying the park down after it closes to the public. I'd love to see like kind of what goes on after dark. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I would love to see some of the rides like that are at Walt Disney World get and the parks around the world, right? Get like individual films about them.
Oh, yeah.
So we can build on the lore of some of the stuff.
Sure.
Expedition Everest, right? The big thing is about the Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah.
Where did it come from?
Well, it's like, let's make a fictional documentary.
Sure.
A mockumentary, if you will. About like the Yeti for Expedition Everest, right? Like that would be cool.
Yeah.
You know, another one would be like the Imagineering Institute with Figment.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Figment is a huge, 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 huge like character at the parks. He's a fan favorite.
Yep. In Epcot.
You know, at Epcot. Have him come in and be able to, you know, kind of create stuff for them.
Sure.
You know, that sort of stuff. I think that would be a ton of fun.
Nando in the chat says, Disney never closes, right? Not even for a day. No, they never close unless there's a weather emergency.
Weather emergency or a terrorist attack.
Well, yeah. The only time that they've only closed, I believe, four times since 2001. Once was 9/11.
Yep.
Two were for hurricanes, and maybe the fourth was for a hurricane as well.
Yeah.
But the last 2 years, they've closed for hurricanes, 16 and 17.
Yeah.
So I think it was 2001 they closed, and I think it was maybe like 2004 there was another hurricane, and then 16 and 17. But they closed for one day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're
on. And I was going.
Yeah, I know you were.
In September 2017, and there was a hurricane coming, and they actually closed. So we had to push our vacation a week back.
Oh, geez, that's nuts. Yeah, so I think it's going to be exciting. They're very good at what they do. I also love the idea of the Bucky and Falcon series.
Oh, yeah,
that's
going
to come out, so that's going to be great to watch. But, yeah, I think that's going to be it for tonight.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
I don't think so. I just want to shout out to Danny here. She started her Zookeeper's Voice podcast. She's on episode 3 now. This past week, we just had a woman named Patty Dawson.
Okay.
She's the president of Dallas Dogger. It's D-O-G-R-R-R, and that stands for Rescue, Rehab, and Reform.
Oh.
Basically, they started getting a lot of traction after Hurricane Harvey in Houston last year, and they are just constantly rescuing dogs and kind of shipping them around the country for new owners. So they're doing some great work down there. We had Patty on for about a half hour. She told some really emotional stuff. So definitely go on and check out the Zookeeper's Voice on iTunes, Spotify, thezookeepersvoice.com. Definitely go check that out and let us know what you think.
All right. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely check out because that movie show.
Yeah.
Here on NAI Pop, just because the new thing is we're going to be releasing 2 episodes a week now, basically.
Correct.
Is how that's going to kind of shape out. One is going to be the standard that movie show that you know.
The one where we're swearing.
We're swearing. the one that has one movie, one review, one deep dive into it. The most recent one is the Lego movie, so go ahead and check that on
out.
Such
a fun movie.
And then the second one will be more news and rumors. It's going to be a shorter show, half hour, but we're going to just dive into the latest Hollywood news and rumors for that movie show.
Awesome.
We also have Dominic Dijakovic.
Yes.
He joins the New Age Insiders on the main wrestling show.
Tomorrow night.
So if you listen to this live, cool. Now you know what to look forward to. If not, well, then it already happened and go listen to it, you knucklehead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's going to do it for this evening. Thank you very much for joining this edition of Late Night Liam. I have been Late Night Liam.
Ooh, and I have been Late Night Bill.
Ooh, that sounds even dirtier. Thank you for tuning in to NAI Pop and everything that we got going on here over at the New Age Insiders. Follow everything we got going on at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, over on the website at newageinsiders.com, where I'm doing the Stryker Cinematic Series, the Marvel Deep Dive, and I'm re-watching and re-reviewing all the Marvel movies, and it's been a chore, and it's crazy. But head on over there, check that out.
Buddy.
Yeah, it's been...
I've been watching the movie, so I'm enjoying reading your thing along with it.
It's been fun, so go ahead and check those out. And altogether, we are the premier place for fans of all kinds to connect, discuss, and to be heard!
Good night, everybody!